Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Tuesday, 9th November 2021. Top stories for today. Malaysian drug trafficker Nagendran K. Dharmalingam on death row is confirmed positive with COVID-19, therefore will not be executed as scheduled on Wednesday, November 10th. Justice Andrew Pang today informed Singapore's Court of Appeal and ordered the stay of execution in the case of Nagendran until further notice. He ordered the hearing to be adjourned for a date to be fixed. It's another 5,403 new COVID-19 cases for Malaysia, reported over the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, 94.9% of the adult population in the country have completed their COVID-19 vaccination as of yesterday. Further details on the COVID-19 situation in the country would be uploaded on the Health Ministry's COVID Now portal. The Women, Family and Community Development Ministry earlier today revealed that Sarawak has logged about 1,048 reported cases of domestic violence between 2020 and 2021. A total of 31 domestic violence reports were received through the Talian Kasih hotline from January 2020 to September 2021 in Sarawak. Deputy Minister Dato' Siti Zaila Yusof told at the Dewan Rakyat today. Siti Zaila urged the victims who need assistance from the ministry to contact the department. On the international front, in New Zealand, thousands of people gathered to protest against COVID-19 vaccine mandates and government lockdowns, forcing the security to heighten measures at its parliament earlier today. Unmasked protesters marched through central Wellington and congregated outside Parliament, shouting slogans as they demanded the government roll back compulsory vaccination and lift restrictions. Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi will face a verdict next month by the junta court on whether the ousted leader broke coronavirus rules during elections that her party won last year. Suu Kyi went on trial in June, faces a raft of charges from illegally importing walkie-talkies to sedition. Sara Duterte Carpio today withdrew from running for mayor of Davao City, just days away from a deadline to change candidates for a presidential election next year. The daughter of Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte made the announcement a few hours after her brother Vice Mayor Sebastian Duterte also withdrew his re-election bid for Davao City Vice Mayor. Sara did not reveal the reason for withdrawing from the mayor contest but assured that further announcements would be made later. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.